streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Roy and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the hottest show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. And just like we promised tonight, we got a great guest tonight. We got Mr. Drew John in the building tonight, House of Representatives. And we'll be talking a little bit on this prison reform, and we'll be talking a little bit on how Mr. John is helping Arizona move forward as well. So without further ado, we're going to bring him in, and he's going to formally introduce himself.
Everybody, hello, this hey. Is Drew John, Representative Drew John. How you doing, Rob?
Hey, how you doing, Mr. John? We are honored to have you on the show tonight, and thank you for taking time out to tune in tonight with us. So the first thing we want to get to the point on, Mr. John, is me and my wife, we've been working on prison reform for a very long time, and we just now had our program approved in the prisons in the state of Arizona, and we would like to know, how do you feel about working with the Streets Don't Love You Back on this issue of prison reform?
Well, I've had the opportunity to, as a county supervisor over the last 4 years, I served as a county supervisor for Graham County for 16 years, but the last 3.5 years, I've actually been able to spend on the Arizona Criminal Justice Commission for the state of Arizona. And it's always been a big concern of ours is how our prisons are filling up with bad decisions that somebody makes, and sometimes first-time bad decisions, getting caught in the trap of recidivism. And it's always been a concern of mine. I've had these conversations with Director Ryan, who serves on the committee, served on the commission with me. And when I started reading up on the program that you guys are doing, and you told me about the help in the prison system, that was the best news I've heard in a long time, because we've got to get it under control, and not. I don't want to make it sound like, it's because our prisons are full and the cost of that. I don't want it to all be about that. I want it to be about the individuals that are struggling out there, those that struggle with narcotics and you know, the drug habits that they have and being able to get out of it and the bad decisions they're making. And I've listened to quite a few of your programs, realizing that I appreciate that you're putting the control back on them, that they control their life. And I appreciate that. And so what I'm hoping to do is when I learn more about what Director Ryan is doing with the Department of Corrections there, I'm hoping to help improve that program so that you can help those in there not go back. That's my hopes.
Hey, we definitely thank you for that, Mr. John. And when me and my wife are seeing you down at the House of Representatives building, and you learned that Mr. Ryan and his staff had approved our program for the prison system, you know, how did that make you feel? Because we didn't get a chance to talk on that, but how did that make you feel that Mr. Ryan given our program a chance to help these inmates?
I was pretty excited about it. I've always had respect for Director Ryan. I think he's doing a pretty good job on things. He's always been able to listen to people, I think he wants to do the right thing. But when I heard about that, I was really excited about it. I was excited for you guys, too, because I haven't seen Lucinda in a long time. And we grew up together there in Benson. And so I was, like I told you guys made my day that day where all I was looking at was Bill language and got to see you guys. And then, and I can't wait to see Director Ryan, actually, and reinforce a program like this is. And I think more should be done. Whatever it can do. I'm looking forward to visiting with Director Ryan to find out what I can do. And then, of course, I want to work with you guys to find out what I can do, because you're telling the honest story. You're giving a straight shot truth about what we've got to do as people and what we've got to do as individuals.
Exactly, you know. And thank you for speaking on that, Mr. John. And now I want to get into let the viewers know what you're doing to help Arizona move forward now that you're over in the House of Representatives, and what bills are you working on to bring better things to Arizona?
Sure, you bet. You know, I've been, like I said before, I've been a county supervisor for the last 16 years. I served on the school board in the Safford School District, and a lot of times we don't get a person coming from that background into the legislature. A lot of times they work the legislature, then they go back, they go into county supervisors, and a lot of it has to deal with you know, pay, I'm sure. But I felt the opportunity was there. I felt it was the right time in my life where I've learned a lot working with my, with people, caring about rural Arizona, that it was, that I better step up or my dad would come out of his grave and ask me why I didn't step up. And I've always told people that you've got to, people have got to start stepping up and be counted. And that goes for those that are having problems, need to step up and say, you know, I'm struggling, I need some help. And what I'm hoping to do in the legislature, I'm not much on passing new laws. I think we got quite a few laws on the books. What my goal this year, especially being my first year, what I'm hoping to do is to learn the process well, to be able to be an effective legislator, to help fix the laws that are on the books that need to be fixed. Hopefully get rid of some that don't need to be there, to do what I can to help the people in Arizona. And of course my emphasis is on rural Arizona, because that's who I represent. My constituency is rural Arizona. I represent Graham, Greenlee, Cochise, and Eastern Pima County. I asked to be on certain committees. I got on those committees, all except education. I wanted to get on education committee. I didn't get on that one, but I'm vice chair of transportation infrastructure. I'm on local and international affairs, and I'm also on government, and which serves me well with my background. What I'm hoping to do is to keep an eye on bills that happen here in the metro area, where we're pretty overpowered by urban legislators here, and by being on those committees, help to create an understanding that people move to Arizona mainly because of rural Arizona, because the beautiful country we got out there. And so I want to be able to help Arizona grow as a whole, but with the understanding that rural Arizona doesn't have the industry that Maricopa does, or Pinal or Pima sometimes, and that we need to make sure that the revenues that are gained by these different industries that come into this area, that they will be distributed properly for rural Arizona, so that we can develop our infrastructure there and hopefully have industry of our own in some of our areas that it's feasible for an industry to come into. So my main goal is to keep an eye on the bills that will affect Arizona negatively, and specifically on rural Arizona. That's what I want to try to do, at least this first session. Once I've learned the procedures and the policies and have got that under my belt, then I feel I can be more effective. As a supervisor, you know, I've visited the legislature many, many times over the years. I've worked with a lot of the legislators. I have relationships and friends in the legislature, so it's made it a lot easier for me with my background and the relationships I have to be able to kind of step in and be able to effectively represent my district and the state of Arizona. But I'm big on our youth. I've had my own children that have struggled through bad decisions in life, and it's heartbreaking. And anytime we have programs like your guys' program, it will help specifically the youth. I mean, I'm glad to see other programs too, but we've got to grow our future the right way, and I think our youth is going to be what our future is going to be, and I think it's important that we make sure that they understand that they're in control. They're in control of their life. They make the decisions whether they're going to be happy, whether they're going to be sad, whether they're going to make the bad decisions. And I appreciate your guys' program that you're doing that. You're making them realize they control it, nobody else. And I want to do what I can do to help that.
And we thank you so much, Mr. John. You know, like you say, it was amazing when me and my wife came down there for a meeting with House Representative Caesar, and then my wife ran into you, and she was like, wow, I know him, you know. And then y'all got to talking, you know, it brought back a lot of memories with the family, and you got to talking about Dad, you know. So, you know, it was a very exciting moment for us as well that my wife had knew somebody, you know what I mean, that she really knew, not just someone that was in passing. So it's an honor for you to know about our program and to know the things we do to educate our youth against gangs, drugs, and violence and abuse. And it's more of an honor that you and my wife have been knowing each other for a long time. So it's nothing new when you see my wife and then you learned about the program that we have to help people around the state of Arizona and now in the prison system. That was an honor and a very exciting moment for me and my wife when Mr. Ryan approved our program, you know, and we're still excited about that.
Now you ought to be, and I want you both to know, Lucinda's blood. When you're raised with somebody like that, that's just blood, just the way it is. And anything that you guys need me to help with in your program, I'm excited about being able to do it. Help in any way I can. Like I say, I will visit with Director Ryan, congratulate him, thank him, and ask what I can do to help with this type of programming for the prisons. You know, it's a great idea. I just love you guys for it. I tell you, just so excited.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. John. And like I say, Mr. John, I'm honored that you came on tonight. Any last words you would like to say to the viewers before you get off the phone?
Just one thing that you guys teach and that you're out there helping people with. And I tell my kids this all the time. You are in control of your life. You can be happy. You can be sad. You can make bad decisions, but always remember, if you make those bad decisions, you can always come back to make the right decisions. That God will always be there to help you. He's always watching that will help you make the right decisions, but ask for help. Don't stay in that darkness that is sometimes consuming people. Get out of it. Ask for help. Ask for people in this type of program to help. So you can start making your life happy, enjoying life. Life's great. Take advantage of your life.
Oh, beautiful, ain't it, Mr. John? Yeah, and you have to take it one day at a time. And we all make mistakes, but it's the way we handle our mistakes, and we can all get back on the right track, like you said. Once you know right from wrong, and you know how to come back to what's right, then it's always something that you can work out with the Creator himself, because at the end of the day, he's going to make sure you're good if you choose to be good. He will help you along the way. So I want to say thank you for that, Mr. John, and we will be setting up a meeting with you. You know, we'll give you a call, and we would like to set up a proper meeting with you to speak to you about a lot of things that we have on the floor outside of the program as well. So you can inbox me your assistance number, and we'll call and set up a meeting with you. Okay, Mr. John?
Sounds great. I look forward to it. Thank you. Rob, until it's in the high.
Hey, I will do that. She was on call today, you know, for work, and she told me to tell you hello as well, and we'll be making that meeting with you and moving forward.
Great. Love you guys.
I love you too, Mr. John. Have a great evening now.
You bet. You too. Bye-bye.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we just heard from House of Representatives Mr. Drew John in the building tonight, and you heard his take on working with the Streets Don't Love You Back program and organization. And it's always a blessing to meet good people like him and other people that's already working with us in legislation and over in the Senate as well. So we want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. And now we'll go to our regular segment, a few songs, a few commercials. And this song right here, it's a song I wrote for my wife, God Loves You. So I'll play this song and we'll keep it moving forward.
My life, my life, he loves all his people. My life, he loves all his people. My life, he loves all his people.
I've been praying so hard, pleading with the Lord, but now it's time to take charge. Time to raise the bar. I'm the closest thing to perfect that you've seen thus far. And I got the same spirit that possessed all the stars. And every single line they embrace and then applaud. Magnificent Mac, your boy's a true boss. But I still hit my knees every day just to talk to the man they created me. And I'm trying to ask to travel with my mind and do it happily. Whoa, I metaphysically grow. From the prayers that I send to the ozone. Talking to the angels while I meditate in a good zone. And be the best that I can be and accept my faults and move on.
I love Mac. You, Mac. Who can bet against you? If God loves you, who can bet against you? He loves all his people. He loves all his people. My life.
Let me repeat that. Mr. Dave Morgan. And Mr. Morgan will supply you with everything you need. All you got to do is contact him at 480-251-4231 and find a location near you. And Home Smart Success has two successful locations in Maricopa, Arizona. So listen close as I provide those locations for you. The first one is located at 19756 North John Wayne Parkway, Suite 100, Maricopa AZ. 85139, or you can also experience great service at 44480 Honeycutt Road, Suite 103, Maricopa AZ 85139. Or you can go to the website www.maricopahomesmart.com or www.maricopashortsale.com. And when you contact Mr. Morgan, make sure you let him know the Streets Don't Love You Back sent you. Alright? Have a blessed day.
Hey, are you looking for a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? Well, my peeps, check out the Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisoles, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies, and scullies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel, a better way for a new look and be fresh.
The Streets Don't Love You Back are bringing hope to the homeless by giving back. The Streets Don't Love You Back feed and clothe the homeless the first Sunday of every month. We are in need of food, clothes, underwear, socks, shoes, blankets, backpacks, and personal hygiene products. To get involved, join us at thestreetsdontloveyouback.com or email us at thestreetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com or find us on Facebook at Giving Back to the Homeless. We thank you all for your generous support.
Community, family, and protecting dreams. These are the things that the Chris K. Hall Agency of American Family Insurance believes in. We all have dreams, and the Chris K. Hall Agency can partner with you and the people most important to help make those dreams become reality. Whether it's buying a home, starting a business, or protecting the ones you love most with life insurance. Let's dream fearlessly and reach for the stars. Now, if you're in the Maricopa County, Phoenix metro area, you can call 602-235-0071. If you're in the Pinal County area, you can call 520-350-2500. And if you're trying to reach the American Family Insurance Agency online, go to www.chriskhallagency.com. Or you can go to CCAHALL@AMFAM.com. We keep it fam around here. Dream fearlessly. Greetings, my beautiful people. If you're looking to find a great deal on a new home or you're contemplating selling your current home, I had a perfect team for you at Home Smart Success. That's right, I said it. Home Smart Success, you dig? So if you need assistance, all you have to do is contact Mark or Carrie at Home Smart Success, and they will gladly take care of you, all right? And while you're at it, make sure you tell them the Streets Don't Love You Back since you. But like I said, make sure you contact Mark or Carrie at 602-799-7344. Or you can go to www.homebargainplanet.com. And if you need to search homes throughout Phoenix, Arizona, you can also go to
HomeBargainPlanet.com. Alright? Yeah. Hello, everyone. I have a serious question to ask. Have you been struggling to get yourself motivated into getting better health? Well, hey, I have the perfect solution for you on Plexus Worldwide. So make sure you go to robertboy.myplexusproducts.com. Let me repeat that. robertboy.myplexusproducts.com and check out Rob and Lucinda Boyd's online Plexus Slim store, because right now they're running a 3-day decision pack special for only $11.95. And this is the opportunity of a lifetime. So make sure you tell your family and your friends so we can all join in and make a toast with the pink drink. Let's get fit. I love y'all. Bless.
Homies, what's good with y'all?
What's up with y'all, huh? What's good?
Can't make no shots.
I mean, you know, can't give up, though. You got to keep trying, you know. Practice makes perfect. You know, that's for all y'all. You know what I mean? Just, you know, stay focused. Don't give up. You know, never give up. No matter what it is in life, you can't give up on anything. That's real. You know what I mean? So just keep your shot going. All y'all, you know. Okay. I look forward to coming to the game one day. NBA, man. I'm trying to see y'all there.
Yeah.
All right? Okay, low ones. Y'all be good, all right? I just came to check on y'all.
That's
all
right.
Believe in yourself, walk in your shoes, not nobody else. Time don't wait, so you better keep.
Gentlemen, welcome back to the hottest show worldwide. Tonight, we had a great show tonight. We had House of Representatives, Mr. Drew John in the building, and we talked a little bit on prison reform, and we talked a little bit on what he's doing to help Arizona as a whole move forward and about his district as well. So we want to thank Mr. Drew John for coming on the air tonight, and be looking forward to Mr. Drew working with the Streets Don't Love You Back organization very close. And we want to thank him for his support right off the top. And God is always good. See you next week. We'll have a lot of great guests coming on next week as well. And we're going to be doing the show now Monday through Thursday because it's been, man, things has done grew. It's been a lot going on. And we just want to thank everybody who rocks with our organization and who supports us. So log on to our website, www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. And we're in the prison system now here in our great state of Arizona. And that's the first step with prison reform with the Streets Don't Love You Back Life Skill Intervention Program. If you have loved ones in any prison here in the state of Arizona and you would like them to get on our list to receive our program, please email us. StreetsDon'tLoveYouBack@gmail.com. Moving forward in our great state of Arizona. So let's get busy. Peace and love. We out.